The first few inches happened automatically. But soon I'd noticed that the higher I got, the more my progress depended on me, on what I did. If I got too excited, too swept away by the experience, I would plummet back to the ground, hard. But if I played it cool, took it all in stride, then off I would go, faster and faster, up into the starry sky. Maybe those dreams were part of the reason why, as I got older, I fell in love with airplanes and rockets, with anything that might get me back up there in the world above this one. When our family flew, my face was pressed flat to the plane's window from takeoff to landing. In the summer of 1968, when I was 14, I spent all the money I'd earned mowing lawns on a set of sailplane lessons with a guy named Gus Street at Strawberry Hill, a little grass strip airport just west of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the town where I grew up. I still remember the feeling of my heart pounding as I pulled the big cherry-red knob that unhooked the rope connecting me to the tow plane and banked my sailplane toward the field. It was the first time I had ever felt truly alone and free. Most of my friends got that feeling in cars, but for my money, being 1,000 feet up in a sailplane beat that thrill 100 times over. In college in the 1970s, I joined the University of North Carolina Sport Parachuting, or skydiving, team.